To the hospital to have another checkup by my doctor, and then they sort of realized that my eyes were going, bad. But I think it was before 2001. I think I was registered in 2001, but it must have been about a year before that that they were going, but it was 2001 that I was actually registered. But it was a little Chinese nurse in there, and she said to me when she put the chart up, and I couldn't see any of the number, the letters, and that. She said to me, "How do you get about?" And I said, "With great difficulty." And so she said, "Would you like to speak to somebody on the desk?" She said, "We have somebody from the OAB," and of course I hadn't heard of them before or anything. So I said, "Yes, I would," So I went to see this person. And she told me all about the different things that I could get. So eventually, health visit, not a health visitor. Could you stop? Eventually, a social worker came to see me, and she pointed all the different things out that I could have to help me with my blindness. And that was little buttons, proud buttons on the washing machine that I can still feel free that I can use my washing machine without any help other than these buttons. She also gave me magnifying glasses, which I could not do without. I have to magnify everything to read because I can't read any print whatsoever. I have one in the kitchen to look at the cooker when I put it on, to what number I've put it on. I have the one in the kitchen also is for weighing anything like food, that if I'm making a cake or anything, and I'm quite capable of doing that, and it leaves me that independence that I can do it without having to ask anybody, which is most important because you've got to have your independence. I've got another one upstairs. I carry these, and they provided me with them from the hospital. Also, I've got a radio with big buttons on, and the social worker got that for me. I have the books for the blind, which they come in whenever I order them, and my husband helps me to sort out the catalogue, and he'll sort of go through the different ones that I want to read, and he'll order them for me, and then they come through the post. All I do when they go back is take them back to the post office, and they don't cost nothing or anything. That she also got me my stick, which I can walk perfectly all right without it. I don't need the stick for actually to aid me in walking, but I do need it to let other people know that I'm partially sighted, blind, or whatever. And if I've got that, I feel that again is like a dummy. It's a security thing that people know because by looking at me, people have said they don't see that I'm blind. So that sort of, I suppose it's sort of a security thing or something, but I've always got it whenever I go out on my own. And it helps people if they're drivers, that they are a bit more careful, or supposed to be, I hope they are. And I always cross on a crossing. I never ever cross without crossing on a crossing or a lights or something like that. I would never dream of crossing on the road because I would never judge where the car was. I could hear it, but I wouldn't be able to judge how close it was to me.
How have you adjusted mentally to losing your sight?